You know, it was a real good day for us today. I thought our players did a real good job. We played good complementary football. Got contributions from all three phases, offense, defense, special teams. We had some good field position. The turnovers, and our offense is able to take advantage of that. Just a real little solid week and, solid performance here today. Thought our guys did a good job. Everybody contributed. We had a lot of a lot of good play from all three areas. So it's good way to go into tomorrow. Get a chance to relax here for a little bit and then wind it back up for Miami.
Bill, over here to your right. You're one of now select coaches to win 200 games. I know you've said before it's about having good players, and that's a given. But what have you learned through your career, how to get these players to perform at a top level, putting together a team that has led to 200 victories?
I don't know. I mean, we've got a good staff, got a lot of good coaches on this staff. They do a great job, and we got a lot of good players. Players win games, so I've been fortunate to have coached a lot of good ones.
Bill, throughout the season, we've seen improvements on defense, on third down, goal line, and at turnovers. Just how important are those three facets, and how important was it turning those over throughout the season?
Yeah, well, there's nothing that correlates more to winning than turnovers. So, you know, number one's points, number two's turnovers. So, we're able to get them today, and then we're able to convert them to points. So, the missed field goal. That they had, which isn't a turnover, but it's kind of like a turnover, and then we're able to convert that as well. So, you know, you take those plays, and that's a huge chunk of the game.
Hey, Bill. How important James White in the offense? He caught his 6 touchdown passes this year. Caught one, that was a big play. After he dropped one, he came back, and he redeemed himself with that.
Right. Well, James has been a productive player for us. In the last 2 years, he's done a lot of things, some critical third downs, some big plays, some long runs. So all our backs were productive again today, LeGarrette and Dion and James, and it's kind of the way it's been. So we have confidence in all of them. Whoever has it usually does something good with it. And that was a big play for us before the half, the interference and then the flag route to the back. It was a deep pass to the back that Tom made a good throw, and James ran a good route. It was a big momentum play for us.
Bill, Malcolm Brown didn't play until late in the game. What went into that decision?
All decisions are coaching decisions.
Bill, Tom mentioned before that it's important to maintain a sense of urgency as the season winds down, especially given how last season ended. Has that kind of been the message here as the team reaches the stretch?
Well, we try to do that every week, Ben. I mean, believe it or not.
You have to try to have a sense of urgency.
We try to be urgent. We try to win every week. We try to do that every single week.
Bill, over the past 5 games, the defense has caused 12 turnovers. Malcolm Butler has been a part of 5 of those. Obviously, he's a part of 3 of them today. Just how important has he continued to be for this defense?
Well, the big thing when you get those opportunities is take advantage of them. And, I made 2 good catches today. Looked like a Landon made the play on the run, knocked the ball loose. Malcolm recovered it, which was good. But, when we have our opportunities to get the ball, we got to capitalize on them and get them. That was a big fumble recovery last week that John Jones. It was kind of a 50-50 ball that, he came up with. So, plays like that, and when we have those chances, we just got to capitalize on them, whether it's catching the ball or recovering it. So yeah, but he had a big day on turnovers today.
Bill, obviously you're very big into situational football. I thought right before the half, when they call a timeout, try to get the ball back, Julian catches a 9-yard pass, and Tom throws deep. In terms of your estimation of the significance of that play in the whole game, it was a pretty big drive, did you think, right before halftime?
Sure. I mean, without the interference, we probably don't score. Maybe we got a shot at a field goal, a long field goal, but that's, it's a big field position play. I don't know, what was it, 50 yards, or it was a lot. So then once we had that, then we still had the 2 timeouts, so we had an opportunity to take a couple shots at the end zone. So, but you know, the key thing for us was getting the first down. We ran it twice, then hit Julian for the first down. So that kind of gave us a chance to. I think we were on about the 30, maybe somewhere in there. So we needed about another 40 yards really to get in a field goal range, 35, 40 yards. Then we got all in one play. So that was, you know, it was obviously a big swing for us at that point in time.
How good do you think this team is with situational football?
I mean, every week's a new week. So it doesn't really matter what we did this week, last week, or some other week. Next week will be totally different team, different situations, probably different plays. So.
Just what did you see from Michael Floyd in his limited action today?
You know, it was good to get him out there. He's with three practices with us. Better each day. So, you know, he had a chance out there to play some, to, you know, hear the calls. So hopefully that'll be better this week, and I'll just see how it goes. I'd say we're going in the right direction. We have a long way to go. Steve, you got that Christmas tie on, looking sharp.
I appreciate that. Are you pleased with the way your offensive line has come together and the fact that, you know, today they gave Tom Brady plenty of time to throw the football? There are times where he seemed like he had 4 seconds back there to throw.
You know, I think that they're competing. It's not perfect. You know, one of the things that helps the passing game is the running game, and so it's a lot easier to pass protect when, you know, defense has got to deal with the running game too. But our pass protection has been generally good. The running game's been productive. So there's been, you know, a balance there. We were able to get some balls down the field today. You know, big pass to Edelman, pass to James White, pass to Malcolm. It was interference. But, you know, we made some plays down the field. So that changes the way the defense has to look at things too. So when they give us those opportunities, if we can take advantage of them, then that's, you know, that's good. We had a couple 3-man rushes, the scramble to Edelman, I think it was a 3-man rush on the wheel route to Edelman over in front of our bench. It's about a 30-yard play. So just being able to take advantage of what the defense gives you. If they clamp down on the short routes, you got to be able to throw behind them. If they, you know, trying to stop the run, then hopefully that gives us more time to pass protect and create levels in the passing game. So good complimentary football, everybody doing their job. And offensive lines, they've certainly done a good job of that.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, okay. Happy holidays, everyone. All right. See you next week.
There you go.